Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Howdy, all. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. Yeah, sorry, we're a little late again today. This might be a trend this week. Hopefully not, anyways. It's the 8th of September, 2020. Of course, we've got the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours. We got it for you in about 5 minutes. Well, we're starting off with things in Italy today, and it has nothing to do with the pasta. Now, Italy's competition watchdogs investigating Apple, Google, and Dropbox. Yes, the AGCM announced that it has opened 6 investigations into these companies. For what? Well, cloud storage services. The authority is basically a bit concerned how the services fail to really explain how users' data will be collected and even used for commercial purposes. They're also investigating unfair clauses in the services' contracts and terms that exempt the services from some liability, among many other things. You know, all the stuff that we don't really read in the small print. Yeah, those things. Yep, this is becoming commonplace on this side of the world for many tech companies. Heck, just in July, Italy also launched an investigation into Amazon and Apple over Beats headphones. And that was all about trying to see if the companies agreed to prevent retailers outside of Apple's official program from actually selling Beats products. Now that is actually still going, and this one's just getting started, so I'm sure we won't hear any conclusions regarding both of these things probably sometime until 2021. Shh, hey, you're not supposed to know about this, okay? With the budget G9 Plus Motorola phone? Yeah, we know all about it now. Yes, we've got an internet leak from Motorola showing off in all its glory its budget smartphones, including that Moto G9 Plus. And of course, along with these leaks come specs, including a very big battery, 5,000 milliamp hours, and a lot of megapixels on the camera too, 64 to be exact. Now the display, 6.81 inches, 4 gigabytes of RAM on board, 128 gigabytes of expandable storage, and it will be running Android 10. The only thing left to know now is the price. Well, about 255 euros, or about $300. Considering those specs, yeah, not too bad. You also don't know when the thing is going to be released, but you'd think it wouldn't be too much longer, you know, being the fact that there's so much info now out. And finally, yeah, for all the gamers out there, particularly the Game Boy generation, yes, indeed, my hand is up. It was so much fun playing that Game Boy. You could play it for hours. I mean, that was actually one of the appeals about the thing. 4 AA batteries, about 10 to 15 hours worth of play. Just depends on how much Mario actually died. And you think about how long ago that was released and think now, he's like, wow, how did they do that? Well, imagine if you could actually make it better. Well, that's what a team of researchers have done. Yes, the folks over at Northwestern University in Illinois have actually developed a Game Boy that you don't even need batteries. No, I'm not really kidding. Yep, you can throw the AA's out the window and get out in the sunlight. That's because they've attached solar panels to the front of the device now, and it is its primary source of power. You heard me say primary source. Yes, indeed, there is actually a secondary source too. The more you press your buttons on the thing, you actually generate additional power as well. Now, if this sounds all too good to be true, it is. First and foremost, you're not going to be able to go into the store and actually buy the thing. Secondly, if it's a cloudy day, you won't be getting much more than about 10 seconds worth of gameplay. Yeah, there's no real way to actually store the energy. You actually have to be playing in the sun. And good luck with that, with the way the Game Boy screen is. But if you can stand the heat and find a little shade so you can actually see the screen, you can make your afternoon one hell of a long one with Game Boy action-packed fun. Got a story. No one else is listening. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yes, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, where you find the BTN shows. All the wonderful podcasts are over there, including, yes, of course, the news show, but there's also the big show, the Mac show, the photo show, and so many other great ones over there, too. If you're curious of what the BTN Network is up to on Facebook, well, give us a like over there at British Tech Network. Of course, we're always on Twitter, tweeting away at British Tech, but definitely come by our community and join us today. That's where all the fun is happening, and we want you to be a part of it. So come on down today at britishtech.slack.com. The new show, indeed. Oh, yeah, you ain't gonna believe this. We're gonna have a Wednesday edition tomorrow. That's right. We'll be back tomorrow on your Wednesday hump day edition of the BTN News Show. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you, as always, for listening.